Turn on any news program, and you can find plenty of debate on how Congress should tackle a number of high priorities right now. Perhaps lost in the shuffle is a critical farm bill that will shape the way farmers grow food for this nation and the world. What's likely to happen? It's today's edition of The American Countryside. There are plenty of headlines in Congress. One of the items on the agenda is a new farm bill.
We're going to debate this farm bill in a tough, tough atmosphere. The overall economy weak, the ag economy thriving, huge budget deficits, cut, 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 cut.
Barry Flinchbaugh is professor of ag economics at Kansas State University and chairman of the Farm Foundation.
We need to remind everybody that we've already taken a two-thirds cut. We spent $32 billion in 2000 on farm programs. We're now down to 10. If every other sector took a cut like that, we'd have a budget surplus.
How Congress handles the headline items will affect what happens later with the farm bill.
You can't tackle this budget deficit without dealing with Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And any politician that says otherwise is just trying to fool the public. So we got to get that across first on the farm bill. Now, will we take a cut from $10 billion? Probably.
Despite all of the dialogue, the most likely scenario may be that nothing changes.
Given that political atmosphere, you certainly wouldn't bet against reaching the end of 2012, no farm bill, they throw up their hands and extend the current law 4 or 5 years. I wouldn't bet against that. And farm policy is always evolutionary, not revolutionary.
No matter when the debate takes place, there will be plenty of it as a new farm bill is created. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.